Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's try to get caught up here. Barry's been holding a long time, and we're starting with him. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Howard. I've got a tomato garden in the backyard that I kind of neglected this past year. I worked for an e-commerce company, and I was working long hours.
Yeah.
I went out for a couple of weeks not paying attention to it, and it was full of weeds, knee-high weeds. And I think I must have got put an amendment in that had the weeds in it, because I pulled wet up what I could, and they just kept coming back. I'm wondering what can I do over the winter to keep that from happening next spring?
Well, a couple of things. One is let's try to get it physically removed as much as possible. Same thing I'm doing in our vegetable garden. We're doing in our vegetable garden right now. Get down to a nice, clean soil situation, and then cover all of that bare soil with the mulch that we recommend all the time, the shredded tree trimmings mulch. And when you put it down, if you also put down some corn gluten meal, anytime you disturb the soil, you're disturbing weed seed. And so it's the one time where the corn gluten meal can work at any time of the year. You see what I mean? If you're disturbing the soil. So getting the weeds physically removed is going to disturb the soil. Get them taken out, throw them in the compost pile. It's fine. It'll neutralize the weed issue being composted. And then put the corn gluten meal down on the bare soil, and then the shredded tree trimmings mulch on top of that, and you will have done a whole lot to prevent weeds from being such a problem next growing season. And the other thing I'd recommend is that you get on hand some 20% vinegar and mix up a 50-50 mixture with the 20% vinegar and water. Add a little molasses, 1 ounce per gallon of the spray, and any cool season weeds that you have trying to get going through the winter, or weeds next growing season, spot spray with the vinegar, and you can get everything back under control.
Okay, that sounds good. Do I need to put corn gluten meal back down again in the spring?
Well, if you do, it would be one, good fertilizer for your food crops, and two, it would be the better timing to get the naturally germinating spring crop of weeds. You see what I mean? So, yeah, it'd be worth it, and it'll function as your fertilizer for the garden also.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks for the advice.
Appreciate the call. Good luck with all that. Let's see. Let me tell you about Crazy Water, and then we'll get right back to the phones. Crazy Water is what I drink. I was drinking it yesterday at the show, as a matter of fact. By the way, that Collin County Home and Garden Show ends today. It gets open right away, 11 o'clock, well, about an hour from now. I'll be there a little after lunch and answering questions, shaking hands, and kissing babies and whatever we need to be doing. Really enjoy visiting with people from that area, and we've had some people coming from other parts of the world as well. It's 11 to 5. It's at the Allen Event Center on Stacy Road in Allen, Texas, just off of 75 and Stacy, real easy to find. The price to get in is pretty good. It's free. It's nothing, and the parking there is free as well. But anyway, back to the Crazy Water. Crazy Water is from Mineral Wells, Texas, and it is a delicious water, for one thing. It's full of minerals, really good for you. You can find it at the better grocery stores and health food stores. The Aldi stores are now carrying the Crazy Water, which is great. They're carrying one of them, the Crazy Water number 2. It's available in other numbers as well if you buy it from other stores. But at Aldi, the number 2 is available. And it's also available, and information about it's available at drinkcrazywater.com. Let's see what Carol's up to in Dallas. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I've got some tomatoes that I started from seed, and I'm just really proud of them, and they're growing really well. And there's this one that I call Big Boy, and I've try and water them every morning because it's so hot. And then I started cutting back, and then I'd see they were kind of wilty looking in the afternoon. And so anyway, yesterday I watered them early or late in the afternoon. Anyway, so my Pride and Joy now has black spots on it. And it's not like the black spots that I looked up black spot on the internet. It's fungusy looking.
Okay. Well,
so what is it, and what have I done, and what can I do?
Well, it sounds like it is some kind of fungal disease. It can be something similar to the black spot that you get on roses or something else, not sure. You can knock it back with any number of organic disease controls. For example, you could add some hydrogen peroxide to your Garrett juice spray, or just spray, just mix the hydrogen peroxide 50-50 with water and spray it, and it will get those fungal diseases under control. What may be going on, though, is when you have young plants that are still being subjected to the heat, you know, we haven't gotten into the really cool weather yet, you may need to have some kind of shade cloth or a branch that you've trimmed from a tree or some shrubs that's stuck in the ground that gives you some shade to those little plants in the afternoon. Morning sun is fine, but the afternoon sun can be causing some burn or stressing the plant so much it's leading to the fungal diseases. So,
well, I got these guys going late June, and this puppy's about 2.5 to 3 feet tall.
Okay.
So it's pretty well established. But I'm worried because, I was thinking baking soda and water, but I wasn't real sure, and that's why I'm calling you.
Well, baking soda and water will work. A rounded tablespoon of baking soda and water, or a rounded tablespoon, even better, of potassium bicarbonate and water. Potassium instead of sodium is the reason for that. But it doesn't matter how old they are. Bob Webster is more consistent about his vegetable gardening than I am. I concentrate more on the landscape plants. He concentrates more on food crops. And one thing he discovered some years ago is that his crops of tomatoes, even the full-grown ones that made it all the way through the summer and then kept doing well going into the cooler weather of the fall, benefited from shade cloth. And that's that surprised a lot of people because, you know, most people think that all the vegetables like that need to be in full sun all the time. But in the heat of the summer and when you're doing your fall plants that are just getting going pretty well, some kind of shade on them midday through afternoon is a beneficial thing to do. So you ought to look into it because you've got some good tomatoes going there.
Well, could I move them to where they would get morning sun and afternoon shade?
Are they in the ground now or in pots?
No, they're in pots. I'm going
to... Yeah, you can definitely move them to where they get a little afternoon shade, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's another reason why they probably are having a little bit of trouble from diseases is that compacting of the root system being in the pots. We can do it, and we have to do it in some cases. That's all... people have the room to do, but the plants don't like it as much as growing in the ground.
So they're telling me I need to get busy and get my in-ground garden going.
Yep, yep.
Okay. So hydrogen peroxide are good friends.
That's the easiest thing to do. And if you mix it with Garrett juice, you get foliar feeding benefit out of it as well as the disease control.
Well, I may as well go two for one, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it always. Talk to you later. Let's see what is up with Janie in Los Angeles. Hello, Janie.
Hi, Howard. Good morning. So I called a few months ago because I had an eastern redbud and the white iceberg roses near it just up and dried up. But I had the county come out and take some soil samples, and then they emailed me back here recently and said that it tested for our malaria. So, but here's my question. I don't have anything that's rotted in that ground, but my property is surrounded by two oak trees that are on my neighbor's property.
Mm-hmm.
So if the oaks had our malaria, and when the oak leaves fall onto my area, would that give my soil armillaria?
Well, it could, but if you did the sick tree treatment like I probably recommended to you, it wouldn't matter whether it's there or not, because the sick tree treatment will override the corn, especially the cornmeal part of it, will override the fungus that's a pathogen and keep you clean. So if you didn't do the sick tree treatment, we need to still go ahead and do it because it could be hanging around to affect other plants in the future.
Okay, so on the I want to talk about the sick tree treatment. So the cornmeal and adding amazonite, is that correct?
Azomite is the name of it. I tell you what, Janie, we are out of time for a break. I'll do that, and I'll put you on hold, and we'll talk more about those things when I come back. Don't go away.
More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478. Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to wheretobuy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you, and I think that Janie is still with us.
You there,
Janie?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so you did not do the sick tree treatment, and now you're looking to go ahead and do it. Is that where we are?
Yes, I want to get the soil back healthy, and I want to know just how long, when can I plant something in there again after I treat the soil?
Okay. Well, you can plant again right after doing the sick tree treatment because armillaria is a fungal disease. It's a root rot. It's a soil-borne fungal disease. And this is precisely what the sick tree treatment can do is neutralize those kind of problems. So it's not an issue for planting something else. The armillaria affects oaks primarily, but can also affect other trees like you have discovered. So the process is, one, get the soil off the base of the plant. That's the most important thing. Get the flare dramatically exposed, and then start adding the amendments to the soil to change the health of the soil so we'll neutralize the pathogens that are there and not have more come in. And we do that by mechanical aeration, or what's easier really is just to use hydrogen peroxide. And in this case, you can use the 3% from the grocery store and put it in a watering can and just sprinkle it and drench it into the soil all the way around the plant or the area that they're treating, however large it is. You can dilute it 50-50 with water, and it still works about as well. But in this case, you can also do it at the 20%, and it'll be more effective. And then we put the amendments out, and the amendments are in three categories: compost and organic fertilizers. And then the second is rock minerals. That's where the azomite is located. And the third are the sugars. And you want to do them all. You want to do some compost and or organic fertilizer, one of the blends. One of the blends that has alfalfa meal in it is my favorite, but whatever you have available there in Los Angeles is going to be different than what we have available here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, but there'll be plenty available for you if you call around and shop around some. And then the rock minerals. Azomite would be one thing. Lava sand is another. Crushed granite, decomposed granite is another. Any rock that's in a sand form that's different than the base rock on your property is what we're looking for there. And then the third category, which is easier to find, is the dry molasses and the whole ground cornmeal. And the whole ground cornmeal in your case is extremely important because the cornmeal stimulates a beneficial organism called trichoderma. And the trichoderma will help neutralize that pathogen you're dealing with called armillaria.
Okay. All right.
Armillaria, so Howard, I'm sorry.
Great. So on a separate note, as the oak trees in our area die, I'm the person that replants them in the parkways.
Uh-huh.
I usually wait like 2 years. We had an oak that we the city had to take out 2 years ago because it was totally just dried up. And anyway, long story short, I waited 2 years, and it's a tiny little parkway, and the city, like, mulched the area. But so in August, because that was the earliest we could do it, we planted a crepe myrtle in there, and it got watered every day for 2 weeks, and then after that, we went down to 3 weeks. But within the first week, it went into shock and dropped all its leaves. But I've scraped the bark, and it's still green. So my question is, of course, we had 100-degree temperatures during those 2 weeks. Would it have gone into shock because in the soil where it's planted, there was a lot of mulch from the oak tree?
No. No, okay. It probably just dried out a little bit. You went through a period of time where it didn't get water quite as much as it needed, and that caused the stress. The mulch wouldn't have been. If you had it planted in solid 100% mulch, it might have been an issue, but just having some in the area, that's not a problem at all.
Okay. All right. And then my last question on another little an oak I planted 6 years ago. It's called a blue oak. And I just went and checked on it. And all of its leaves are infected with something. I mean, look, little brown spots all over it. And when I wipe the underside, it comes off like brown, muddy stuff. And I've been afraid to put anything in that little oak since once they're planted, they belong to the city. Mm-hmm. But the city doesn't do anything, and I'm wondering, can I do the sick tree treatment for that little blue oak? It's 6 years old.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's probably the thing to do to solve the problem. It's being attacked by some kind of insect, it sounds like, and you may have some sooty mole related to the insect waste. But both things would be there because the tree's in stress. And, yeah, small trees need the sick tree treatment just as much as thousand-year-old trees do.
All right. Very good, Howard. Thank you so much. And I have to say, even though I'm in Los Angeles, we might be moving to Texas soon.
I understand that.
Let me tell you, he just signed an order that all of us were saying that they have now done away with single-family zoning for the state of California.
Wow.
So now anybody can build either 4 units or 10 units right next door to you, and they don't have to provide parking. And we're in a drought, so they don't really care about where they're going to get the water for all of this.
Well, I feel sorry for you. I'm keeping up with it as much as I can. And I thought things in this last election might go a little different route, but it didn't happen. So if you decide to come back and join us, we will welcome you with open arms.
Thank you, Howard.
Talk to you later. Hang in there and keep me posted. Send me some pictures of that little blue oak. I'd like to see what it looks like, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it a lot. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I assume I'm back. You know what? I was just thinking about calling you, Garlic Mike. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Well, sir, just wanted to suggest to your listeners to start thinking about planting garlic in their fall beds. It's easy to grow. It's really so many uses for it, medicinally, you know, culinary, whatever. But
garlic, pepper, tea, you name it, yeah.
Everything. Yeah, there's so many uses for it around the house. It's so easy to grow, and it's attractive, and it lasts a long time. What I like about it, I've used it in the front flower beds just for accents, because you've got a plant that's growing 7-8 months out of the year. It's beautiful all through the winter.
Yeah, I like it a lot, but it's interesting that you call, because I was going to call you to see if you had what your stock of corms and cloves were. We had one of the listeners, one of the people that joined the Organic Club of America, sent me a note that they had failure on germination of the Mexican buckeye and the garlic. And those are the two things that I've never heard of having failure on before. It's possible we could have had the seed and the corms around too long and they got dry or something like that and all, but I've never heard complete failure of them before. Do you have a pretty good supply of corms on hand these days?
I did not do a lot of planting last year, and I don't have a large supply. But let me look and see what I have on hand and see what I can provide to you, of course.
That'd be great. We still have some, too, but I was just thinking that if somebody had some trouble, we might compare the germination of yours to what we have and see if there is some kind of problem. It might have been, you know, they got too dry and something happened in the planting process or whatever. Yeah, I wonder if is there anything that can happen to seed in the mailing process these days?
Well, one of the things that happens when you run packages, especially like envelope-sized packages through the mail, is they run them through kind of a press, kind of like a set of rollers to squeeze the air out of it and make mm-hmm. it compact.
Yeah.
And they may have cracked the shells on them in that process. The other suggestion I would come up with is both of those are sensitive to being over moist, and especially the garlic corms. If they get too wet while you're germinating them, because a lot of people will germinate in a paper towel with a little bit of water, like right. you did the green beans in middle school.
Right.
But when you do that with garlic, it's too much water. It's too much hydration, and they won't produce in that. Mm-hmm. They definitely don't like being wet.
Well, we definitely want to take care of anybody that didn't have good germination. So we'll. And it's good to hear about these things because we can learn from them and see what the cause was, because it is an unusual deal. But I totally agree with you. It's time to get them in the ground. As we have talked, you've got a bigger window for planting garlic than we used to think, but still the ideal time to do it is in October, what we're easing into right now. So it's a fun plant, very healthy plant for people to have.
Well, we're fixing to start getting some cooler weather from what I see from the forecast. So we're going to be, into the 50s and so at night. So we're starting to shift over. So it's getting time to think about it. Get your beds prepped. Go ahead and get any amendments you're going to add worked into it. And have them time to settle. Get your top dressing ready to go, your shredded materials so you can cover everything once you get it planted. It's a process, but it's worthwhile. Absolutely worthwhile.
I appreciate you checking in with us. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Howard. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. That is Garlic Mike, who I got my start of my elephant garlic from. The one we have is probably a cross. It's a leek, probably a cross between a leek and a garlic, and it's wonderful. It's the one we give out to new members of the Organic Club of America, or if you re-up as well. So it's if you haven't planted garlic before, it really is mostly foolproof usually. That's what's so head-scratching about this. And anytime you're planting a seed or a bulb or anything else, the rule of thumb after preparing the bed with all the things that we recommend, compost, not peat moss, not pine bark, but compost, the rock minerals, the sugars, just like we use for the sick tree treatment, put the seed in the ground. The corms are a little smaller than the size of a dime. The cloves will vary in size all over the place. Pointy end up is the best way to do them, but usually I throw them in sideways, to be honest with you. And the depth you want is about twice the length of the seed you're planting, whether it's a bulb or a corm or whatever it is. However long that thing is that you're planting, double that, and that's how deep you put it in the ground. And then you cover with a thin layer of shredded tree trimmings mulch, just like we recommend for everything across the board. And who's next? Laurel in Fort Worth. Hello, Laurel.
Hi. Doctor, I have a problem with my backyard. My front yard's doing fine, but my backyard, after this last really cold spell, it's almost a disaster. I have three huge trees in my backyard, which they're everything to me. But I'm having the grass has all died, and I've got a little grass up by my patio, but going out into the yard, it is, and it's just, I need to know what to do to get the soil, to get to where I can put some grass back there. And it just is, you know, I'm at a loss because I didn't want to put any commercial type crap on it.
Well, Laurel, the amendments that I talk about all the time are what you would use. And for turf, you don't need a whole lot. You can put light applications of compost and organic fertilizers and the lava sand and all the things I recommend, cornmeal and dry molasses and everything. But if those big trees are shading that whole area, you ain't going to grow grass there. You're going to have to go to a ground cover or something else. Because
they are trimmed, and the electric company did a real good job of shaving off the back side of them. You know how they just through and do. Yeah, and it's I'm not going to take them down, but you know, but I've trimmed them out. They're trimmed out, so they're not totally, you know, it's not totally shaded, but there's still quite a bit. So. What part in your would this be information be online and or in your book?
Well, yeah, you can look in my turf book, my organic lawn care book, or online on dirtdoctor.com under growing grass in shade. And unfortunately, what I say to everybody there is you can't do it. You got to either grow trees or grass. And when there's, it's not just the shade of the canopy that's the problem. It's the competition of the root system of those big, healthy trees. And so you're going to have to think about moving over to ground covers or having mulch in some areas or decomposed granite or something that's a hard surface, not just turf for the whole area, because you're not going to be able to grow it there.
Okay. Would the ground cover, would ground cover grow?
Oh, yeah, there's several. You could grow Asian jasmine. You can grow English ivy.
Okay.
You could grow the horse herb, the little native plant that one of the callers has mentioned today. You can grow frog fruit if it's not in too heavy a shade. I like a mixture in those areas. In my backyard, we've got a little bit of grass in one tiny little area left that gets a little bit of sunlight. And in the front yard and the rest of the backyard, we've got ground covers and ferns and leopard plant and basalt gravel walkways. You see what I mean? You just take on a different design philosophy.
I planted these big, I'm not even sure what they are, but I had them in pots for a long time, and people started telling me, well, you need to put them up there after a back against your fence. And they do get some sunlight, but these big, I'm not quite sure, they got the big fat leaves on them, and the roots come up out of the ground. But anyway, I've got like a trellis for them to, you know, to grow up, and I've got a whole bunch of them, and they seem to be doing okay because they get enough.
Good. That's good.
You know, enough. Yeah. But my irises are... bless their hearts. I used to have like 10,000 irises. Now I think the snails have done their
job. Well, they need more sun too. Let's start transitioning over to more shade tolerant plants. You can check my books and my website to help you with those, and just start adding a mixture of things that like growing in the shade. The wild violets are something good for. Growing in the shade where the grass is not going to do well. But just start transitioning over to other plants and you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate the call. Now, that's the most common question that any of us in this business get, and you just have to bite the bullet and move that direction. In the front yard, the main ground cover we have is called Persian ivy, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ivy. People that don't use organic techniques can't grow it because it has a little bit of a fatal flaw, a sensitivity to a disease. It also can't take any full sun at all. But we have that. We have a whole lot of fern, holly fern, and wood fern as well. Asian jasmine is another ground cover that we have a lot of. Ophiopogon and liriope do well in the shade, and the list goes on and on. There's a lot of different things that can be used, but growing the St. Augustine and Bermuda and zoysia and buffalo grass in the shade just ain't going to work. Even the St. Augustine, which can take more shade than any of them. Bluegrass, fescue grass, yes, the cool season grasses can take a little more shade, and some people want to plant them, but that's not perfect in the south. In the north, it's closer to perfect because the cool season grasses like the cooler season. In the south, you have to replant a lot of times, and the cool season grasses are not planted in the spring. They're planted in the fall right now. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll do our last little break here. I'll try to get to everybody that's holding online, and if I don't get to you, go to dirtdoctor.com and try to get your questions answered there, and you can also send us questions at the email address of info@dirtdoctor.com or use the Ask Howard button on the website.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Join the folks at Crazy Water on October the 8th and 9th for the Crazy Water Festival to celebrate 144 years of drawing up the healthful mineral waters and mineral wells. There'll be live music, arts, crafts, kids' activities, crazy beer, car show, and the 5K run. The Crazy Water Festival is a community-organized event for nonprofit organizations. So for more information, go to crazywaterfestival.org. Crazy Water, it's so good, it's crazy. Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out,
But lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Have you tried Medina's orange oil? It's all natural, biodegradable, extracted from orange peels, and has a variety of household and garden applications. Use Medina's orange oil as a soil drench or a plant wash, applying during the cooler parts of the day to prevent burning of the plant foliage. You can clean just about everything with Medina's orange oil, and it smells great. Orange oil lifts stains, and it's even helpful for removing heavy grease and cleaning paintbrushes. This all-natural product is also perfect for cleaning, protecting, and polishing hardwood floors and stained concrete, leaving a beautiful shine. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of organic lawn and garden products, 59 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Available at most garden centers and home improvement stores.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, let's go talk to Lyle in Belton, Texas, where I'll be in October at the Mother Earth News Fair. Hey, Lyle.
Yeah, you said you're coming to Belton?
We'll be there. It's date is October the 9th and the 10th. It's a Mother Earth News Fair.
All right, I'm going to see if I can make it.
It's a good event. It's a big event, and it's how I got started working with them. They wanted a Texas boy to come to their first event that they had in Texas, which was several years ago, and we've been working with them in different ways since then. So, yeah, come and see us.
A while back, a guy tried to lead St. Augustine, so he wanted to go back with Zoe Grass. I went in there, I tilled the soil. I mean, you know, I didn't till it super fine, but I tilled it down about 6 inches, raked it, re-tilled it, you know, so I'm saying it was good for the roots. I put 2-to-1 ratio of peroxide down, right? Went and laid Zoe grass on top of it, and he watered it good. When he was first laid it, he kept it watered good, and it turned out real green. Now here lately, he says it's all dying off. And he says he's been watering it. Do you have any ideas for me?
Well, Zoysia doesn't have a lot of disease issues or anything. About the only thing I see problems with it is watering too much or not enough. So if he's watering the heck out of it, it's not draining off well and staying so moist that it's anaerobic, that could be the problem. That can lead to some pathogens, some diseases, but it would be more common for it to be not being watered enough. You know, Lyle, we had so much rain early in the season that a lot of the plants got lazy, and when that happens, the root systems just don't develop that much because they don't need them. There's so much rain, they're getting plenty of moisture without the roots doing their work. And then when it turns hot like it did for us here in Texas, it can burn things up if you're not really watering pretty heavily every time you water. You don't have to water every day or even real often, but when you do water, you have to water real heavily so it soaks down deeply and gets down to the roots and helps those roots develop to be a bigger size than they may have been during the rainy season.
Now, see, when I plant on fruit trees, you know, I dig the hole twice as big and twice as deep, fill full of water. But I take old pipe and I lay down in the ground below the roots, and that's how I water the trees. I pour water down the pipe, so the roots have to dig down to it. And I've been having pretty good luck with that.
Well, I'm glad you're having luck with it. I really wouldn't recommend that. I'd recommend not digging the hole deeper than the ball either. I'd recommend digging in the hole. Next time you do, you might see how it works compared to what you've done there. Dig the hole just slightly less than the height of the ball, so the top of the ball is a little bit above ground grade.
Well, yeah, but see, I fill it back in. So, I mean, I leave the flare above the ground.
Yeah, I know you fill it back in. You'd have to, but you can get settling and all kind of things. So it's not good to go deeper than the ball when you're digging a tree hole. Trust me.
All right.
Next time, just see how it works better, you know, different than the way you've been doing it. But I got a feeling that the zoysia just got a little dry because it's spoiled. It was so used to so much rain. Just it'll probably be okay. Get a good moisture level down. Probe the soil with a golf club shaft or something like that and see what's going on down in the soil. Get the moisture level back to a reasonable level, and I think the zoysia will come back and be fine.
One other question I have for you.
Okay.
I work some soil. I lay down cardboard, then I put mulch on top of it, and I put seeds, you know, in the holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It worked real good, and it seemed to have the cardboard seemed to hold the moisture in the ground.
That's fine. I have no problem with that at all.
And I started getting a lot of good squash and a lot of good melons.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this with Jerusalem artichokes.
Good.
But for some reason, the squirrels have been attacking those Jerusalem artichokes. I mean, they've been digging it up. I mean, around the grapevines, I've been laying cayenne pepper. And that's been keeping the deer and the rabbits and stuff away from the grapes. But they're attacking everything else. And well, I mean,
we got a tip last week or the week before that's something that I'd recommend you try, and let me know how it works for you. The caller said that they are having good luck repelling squirrels, in their case from the porch, and doing damage to potted plants and things, with a mixture of chili powder and black pepper. You know, we've recommended the hot red pepper in the past, and I've seen mixed results from that. But this gardener said they were having really good luck repelling the squirrels with the chili powder and black pepper. Give it a try, and let me know how it works for you. Greg and Richard, hang on, and I'll help you off the air real quickly before I have to head out to the Collin County Home and Garden Show. Those of you in the Allen area, come by the Allen Event Center and say hi. I'd be glad to answer your questions and chat about your gardening. And you can see some of my art, and we'll have some of our books there, and you can sign up for our online class and get a free soil savvy testing kit if you come by. So I've enjoyed being with you. We'll see you next time. David, thanks for the help, and we'll see everybody next week. In the meantime, if you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com, and if that doesn't work, send us an email and I'll help you myself. Talk to you then.